Thank you for calling customer
How are
support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Well, I want to first find out about your company. What is your company's name?
Well, I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. May I ask the reason for your call today?
Well, I got a charge on my credit card for Sophie. And I didn't know what this is for, and this has popped up in just recently, last couple of months.
Okay, all right. I'll be more than happy to take a look at that for you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Is Abdi, A-B-D-I. Last name is Lajavardi, L-A-J-E-V-A-R.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your address.
6200 Vista Del Mar,
all right,
apartment 4.
All right,
and that's in place there, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for that. So I've located this account. This is for a Platinum Ultra smartwatch. You pay the shipping and handling of $574. That was on the 8th of April, and it was for the Consumer Gadget Club, which buys you a $125 gift card to spend at an online vendor.
And this is supposed to be free. I haven't gotten, first of all, I haven't gotten my watch, and it wasn't supposed to be any charges on my credit card.
Okay, let me take a look here. All right, I do see that there was no, that you haven't received that shipping.
I haven't received the watch, and at the same time, it wasn't supposed to be any other charge than that $5 that they charged me. But I've been charged over $100.
All right, yes, I'll be able to help you with this. One second, please. Okay, so it looks like there was an issue with the shipping address, and I did recall you saying there was an apartment number. I don't have an apartment number, so that could have been the issue here. Would you like me to get this reshipped out to you?
Yeah, but more importantly, I want to know why am I being charged? This
right.
wasn't supposed to be any other charge. This was supposed to be a one-time fee that I paid, and I'm getting charged for all lots of stuff. I want to just get, refunded, and I think this is just,
okay.
quite
right.
different than what it was presented to me.
All right, so let's take a look here. A smartwatch, if you had received it, it was for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. And that's what the charge of $56.95 is for. Give me one second.
I have no interest to join any club, and I want you to reverse the charges, and you can cancel the watch and give me the fee that I paid for that as well.
Yeah, so I do have the account canceled. I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is C as in cancel, 260-220-406.
Okay.
All right. So hang in there one second. I'm working on the refund part of it. So one second, please. All right, so I'm just reaching out for assistance, so hang in there one second.
And so far, I have gotten three different charges.
Right, yes, 574. Yes, sir. 67. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
32. Mm-hmm. 67, 32. And the last one is $56.95. So I'd like to get refund for all three.
All right. I have reached out for assistance. 1 minute, please. All right, so I have someone looking at it. Give me 1 second, sir. Thank you for being patient.
Sure.
All right, so I did have I had someone to take a look at the account. What I can do for you is get that watch reshipped out, and before you're able to place the order for the shipping and handling, there are terms and conditions to be agreed to or at least acknowledged, and the $56.95 and the $67.37, $67.32, those are valid charges.
They're not. Look, I let them know I totally disagree. I want to cancel the account. I haven't received the watch, and this wasn't what was presented to me. So I have a complaint to make, and this is fraudulent. And under no circumstance I'm going to accept that. I'm going to dispute it with my credit card company. And I'm going to make a big deal about this company, and I'm going to post it all over the place.
All right. So let me see what I'm able to do.
Better let them know that they can't do that.
All right. Would you like a reship and 50% refund?
I don't want any of this. This company, I don't want to have nothing to do with them.
All right, so I'll go ahead and issue a full refund for the $56.95. I'll have to transfer you over for any additional charges. That $56.95, you should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
I want all the funds that was taken from my account to be resent. None of it. I want it to be, charged to me.
Right. I'm going to have to transfer you over to receive any further refunds, but I did refund the last charge of $56.95. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. So now I'm just waiting for a transfer, okay?
What is the name of this company again, you said?
All right, this is for the Platinum Ultra smartwatch.
Yeah, these guys, but what is the name of the company? You know, I'm not interested about their product because they were fraudulent. They just put something in there for me to respond to, and they told me I'm going to get this for this amount. And then they had a scheme in there because I had no idea that this is what is going to happen. They didn't disclose it correctly, and I just was checking on my credit card to see what's going on, and I noticed these charges happening on my account. They cannot just do that.
Okay, the company name is Hottest Online Discount Source.
Okay, I make sure. Can you send me an email with that information?
Okay, all right, hang in there 1 second, please. All right, so I want to verify the email address I have on file. I have abdi@AmericanHeritageCollege.com.
That's correct.
All right, expect the email in the next 24 to 48 hours. And
okay.
Let me get that submitted for you. It'll be coming from the corporate office.
Okay.
And I am still waiting for that transfer for the supervisor. So thank you for being patient. All right. I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music playing, but please remain on the line. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.